You're listening to Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazzari, where NFL legends live on. Back to you, boys.
It's him. He's alive.
And now back with us here on Thursday Night Tailgate in his regular time slot is former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. Tony, how have you been?
Hi, Tony.
Doing fantastic. How you doing, Chris and Bob? I mean, I'm sitting here. It's unbelievable. I'm sitting in front of my TV, and guess what I'm watching? Football.
Hold on. Hall of Fame Bowl.
You watching the Hall of Fame game?
I'm watching football, man. It's back. We're back, baby. Let's go.
Tony wants to pick this game.
Yeah, right?
I got Baltimore by 7.
Good call, Tony. So, Tony, I gotta get you thought. One of the things Bob and I talked about last week was the record contract that Todd Gurley just signed, 4 years, $60 million. He's now making almost twice as much as Falcons running back Devontae Freeman, who was previously the highest paid running back in the league at $8 million a year, and that's not counting Le'Veon Bell with the franchise tag. But I'm curious to get your thoughts when you heard about the contract that Gurley signed. Did the Rams way overpay him, or do you think he's worth the money? And then what does that do for the market for Le'Veon Bell?
I mean, he's definitely worth the money. If not him, it's Le'Veon are the two best backs in the league. They're like what and what? I mean, you would tell me which one I would choose. I wouldn't know which one to choose because both of them are so valuable to the team. He deserves every bit of that money, and that's going to open up the door for Le'Veon as well. I don't know. Your Steelers, man, they're tight, man. They're always been like that. They don't like to give up that money, man, for some reason. But Le'Veon Bell deserves maybe more or definitely the same amount because those two running backs are so valuable to their team. I mean, they can block. They can catch the ball out of the backfield. Of course, they can run. It's just such a big weapon that to have on your team, and they deserve all that money, of course. I'm loving it.
And Tony, here we are, right? You know, training camps have been open for a few days now, and I was curious to get your thoughts on camp. Is the first day of training camp, is that something you are looking forward to and anticipating, at least in the couple of weeks leading up to it? Or is it like the first day of school? You're like, all right, I'll go.
You know, I've been asked this question so many times, and I hate this question because, I mean, I have to be honest with it because, you know, I mean, I love training camp. That very, very first day. And the big part of it is because, you know, you're going to be with these guys for 2-3 weeks, maybe at a time. You're going to see them every day. You're going to have breakfast. You're going to have lunch with them. You're going to have dinner with them. You're going to be on the field with them. You're going to be sweating with them. You're going to be hurting with them. And it's like, that's how a team comes together. It's in training camp. I truly believe that. And by the way you handle your training camp, I think it was very exciting. I look forward to it. I look forward to it so much. And this is a true story. Every training camp, I never got nervous. I got excited. And when I got excited, I hate saying this, but it's the truth, man. I would have diarrhea for the first 2 or 3 days of training camp. And that happened every, it sounds crazy, right? But it happened every training camp. And the crazy thing about it was after when I retired for 2 years, when training camp was getting ready to open, I would have the same thing happen to me again.
It doesn't
happen anymore.
But it's so crazy. I hope not.
It's so weird. But it's so crazy. It's so weird. That was just me. You know, just being excited about training camp. Everybody has different things. A lot of guys throw up first couple of days of training camp. That's probably why, because they're not in shape. But that was my thing. But I love training camp. I love being with the guys, and that's one of the things that we you know, you ask a lot of players what you miss the most about the game. And they would tell you the biggest part is just being with the guys, man. And you know, that they became your brothers, and, you know, they became your friends, and they became your guys that you depend on. And, it's a special time. And you know, these rookies, I hope they understand how important training camp is. I hate for guys to have to sit out training camp. And, you know, some of them have a legitimate reason, but what they're missing when they're not there in training camp, they're missing that camaraderie with the fellas and that unity that training camp brings.
Five questions for Tony.
Tony, I was thinking today with the weather here in New England, the rain, and looking at some baseball games and the turf and the grass and everything, I'm saying to myself, one of the more bigger advantages I think running backs have now since the time you played here are the conditions of these fields and the turf itself. You know, you played at the old Sullivan Stadium, Tony. I want you to compare the turf there to what these guys play on now. Have you stepped on this stuff now, Tony? It looks so plush. It's probably more comfortable than the bed I sleep in. I'm sure that has a big difference for these running backs.
It's a huge difference, man. You know Sullivan Stadium. It was a piece of carpet laid down on cement, and that's how it really was, and that's the truth. And what these guys have to play on now, and these, you know, I always prefer grass, but even the turf now is almost so much just like grass. As far as, you know, when you hit it, it's really nice. It's plush, man. I wish you would have had it back when I was playing, but of course we didn't. But yeah, I mean, I just think that for running backs, it's idea, man, and I'm really loving it now that the running backs are coming back into the game a lot more than the past few years, because before it was a passing attack and they didn't really use the running back that much, but now the running backs is a special part of the game, and you know, that was my position, and so I love watching football just to see what the running backs do coming out of the backfield. And it's crazy. I'm sitting here watching this game and I'm looking what the running backs, I'm watching the running backs and see what they're doing. These rookies that are coming in, you know, trying to get that spot, trying to get that position to make a team. And that's what it's all about now for these guys, is to make a team.
Hey, Tony, I always love bringing up some of your old teammates, and usually I've done it on the offensive side, some guys you played on the same side with. But today I want to ask you about a guy I don't think I've ever asked you about, Andre Tippett, mainly because he's a Hall of Famer, and he had 18.5 sacks that 84 season. Tell me what you remember about him, what kind of player. He was a fierce guy.
Yeah, Andre was a different type of guy. He was into karate. He was a black belt, and he came the year after I got there, and was, you know, he was a big impact from day one. And it was the crazy thing. I was in my second year, and he was a rookie. He was in a rookie. We actually moved into the same kind of we were in like these condos. And it was me, Andre, Robert Weathers, and a couple other guys that were staying in the same. So I got to see a lot of them, became good friends with them, did a lot of things after practice together, because I could yell out my window and he could hear me from where we're living at. And so, of course, we became friends, and we're still friends to this day. Just a absolute beast. You know, he was that guy, you know. He was doing the same time, because Lawrence Taylor came in with me, and Lawrence Taylor was definitely a beast too. But Andre Tippett was so close to being that same type of beast that Lawrence Taylor was. Man, he's such a great athlete, and he knows how to get to the passer, and just a super guy. You know, the guy that knows karate. So you better watch out for him. He was definitely a lethal weapon.
Tony, before we let you go, remind our listeners about the things you do to help kids get ready for college.
TonyCollinsFoundation.org. Go to the website. We just had our 10-year anniversary tournament this past year. It was a great, great time. A lot of guys showed up. We raised a lot of money. So we're going to be putting some kids in the college this year as well.
Nice.
Fantastic stuff as always, Tony. Good for you. Great job. We can't thank you enough for your time tonight. We look forward to catching up next week. We'll have a little bit more when we talk about football, right? You'll have a little bit more to talk about. We'll have a few more exhibition games. A lot to get excited about.
Hey,
we're,
man,
just around the corner,
hey,
my friend.
Hey, this is the best time of the year, man. I'm retired now. I get to watch football. I get to play golf. It can't get any better than this.
Well, it can get just a tad bit better, right? Week one, opening day. There's nothing better than opening day. So we'll look forward to that. In between now and then, take care, Tony. All the best to you and your family, my friend.
God bless, guys.
Take care, Tony.
See you, Tony. That is former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. We've got our next guest, Ricky Foggy, hanging on the line. We're going to get to Ricky on the other side of these words about our friends at Double Back Winery.